Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome again to Morgan Park Presbyterian Church. My name is Pastor Ben. I'm so glad to be with all of you this morning. Will you pray with me? God of love and justice, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Today, our gospel lesson comes to us from the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. Now, these verses come to us in the narrative that we've been following over this whole year with Jesus, building his ministry, calling his disciples, going out into the world to heal the sick and bring new life to the communities. And now he is turning back towards Jerusalem and continuing his teachings to his disciples and to all those who are following him. And again, only a few paragraphs after our message 2 weeks ago about welcoming children, Jesus again turns to this theme. So let's engage in this message from Jesus today. Mark chapter 10, verse 13. People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Today we're going to look into our own context through the lens of the Apostle Paul that Leslie read for us this morning, who writes letters to a number of early Christian communities that he had a relationship with as an evangelist for Christ. In Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, he establishes the vision of a new creation in God that is founded in reconciliation. So what is going on in our context today that we can view through this lens of the Apostle Paul? Way too much for one sermon is what's going on. Climate change, economic devastation, and violence on a massive scale have forced people around the world to become refugees. Our nation's leaders have chosen to cast aside the voices of women survivors in order to yet again affirm the character of an accused sex offender to the Supreme Court. Our city has convicted an active duty police officer of second-degree murder in the death of Laquan McDonald. And our church continues to struggle with challenging questions of identity in the face of racism and oppression in our community. We are not one story, but an intersection of narratives that fill our souls with the hum of creation this day. And so we engage in the message of Paul. Paul's story, too, is an intersection with many narratives. In today's reading, Paul writes to the Corinthians to defend his ministry after coming into conflict with this new Christian community during his previous visit. They reconcile with Paul through tears of friendship, they say, which gives him an opportunity to describe God's actions through Jesus as divine reconciliation, just as their relationship is human reconciliation. Paul explains that God is reconciling us to God's self through Christ, creating a new creation within us, which calls us into God's ministry of reconciliation in the world. God reconciles with us through Christ, so we experience a new creation through the grace of Jesus Christ, and God calls us to continue Christ's work of reconciliation in our world today. I heard a few weeks ago that I use big words sometimes and I don't explain myself. In seminary, I rolled my eyes every time I had to learn a new word for something that I understood in my faith. How am I supposed to talk to anyone about God with all these nonsense words hanging around? Christian theology and biblical studies can be as much a foreign language class as a learning about our faith class. So if you hear me say any words that you don't know, and I don't explain them, I want to know. Write them down. Bring them up. Tell me about them. So let's start with reconciliation. It's a simple enough idea to grasp on the surface. We use it in our own conversations. Reconcile your differences. Well, maybe not everybody says that. Or apologize and forgive. Or turn away from whatever sin came between you and return to right relationship with one another. But is any of that really a simple concept? Is that really a simple concept to understand, let alone to put into practice, even at its most basic level of relationship? What happens to you when you seek to reconcile with someone after a conflict? Are you able to forgive? Are you able to confess and apologize? Does the brokenness between you become healed? Are you able to trust again? Are you able to reconcile? Relationships are complicated, and God knows it. And power dynamics in relationships complicate them even further. But Jesus makes our relationship with our all-powerful God uncomplicated by being our source of reconciliation. Jesus is constantly healing the brokenness between us and God caused by sin. Paul says it this way: God is reconciling us to God's self through Christ. Reconciliation in this sense could be defined as grace. The gift of God's grace is available to us to heal the brokenness we experience because of sin in our lives. And Jesus demands that we receive this grace like a child, that we accept grace like a child, that we trust in God's grace like a child, that we return to right relationship with God like a child, fully trusting in God's promise. When the disciples try to stop families from bringing their children to be healed by Jesus, he says to them, "Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a child will never enter it." In the new creation of the kingdom of God, Jesus continues to overturn the structures of power in our minds, to overturn the order of power in our world, and receive the gift of God's kingdom like the least of these in our world, like children. And this gift, this kingdom, is not merely a reward for good behavior or belief in Christ. The kingdom of God is a vision for us to work toward today, right now. God is already reconciling us to God's self. freeing us from the power of sin through grace, through forgiveness, through the healing medicine of God's love. Jesus just asks us to receive this gift like a child. So who are the children in our world that we can learn from? Who do we know that can receive God's love as a gift, as a child? Our children here in worship with us. We can learn from. Our children are trying to learn in our Sunday school class. We can learn from. Our children are trying to grow at Esmond Elementary School. We can learn from. Our children are trying to survive in the streets of our neighborhood. We can learn from. Our children are organizing for justice and love in our community. We can learn from. Our children are Laquan McDonald, whose gifts were taken from him by a corrupt system lacking accountability to the people. Our children are Laquan McDonald, whose death triggered a tidal wave of love and justice, seeking reconciliation in our city for the brokenness that provoked Jason Van Dyke to use his police privilege to murder a hurting child. Our children are the organizers, the speakers, the lawyers, the leaders who would not stop until this brokenness was revealed and justice could shine in. We can learn from. Our children are Laquan McDonald. He liked to rap and dance and could make you laugh until you cried, a youth volunteer for a social service agency recalled. Always bubbly, always smiling, always asking questions. His greatest love was family, especially his younger sister, now 19, of whom he was fiercely protective, says his relatives, and he was quick to give a hug. He was more like a brother, said Tanise Hunter, a younger cousin. A big piece of the family is gone because he was the life of the party. He kept everyone together and smiling. Like every child, we know that Laquan was not perfect. He struggled with mental illness and PTSD. He struggled with drugs that he used to self-medicate. He struggled with anger that he learned from those around him. But like a child, he received the love of family, of mentors, and teachers as a gift. Jesus just asks us to receive this gift, to receive the gift of God's love, of God's kingdom, as our vision for our community. So when our children are killed in the street, like Laquan McDonald was killed in the street on October 20th of 2014, we can accept God's gift by trying to apply the vision of the kingdom of God in this situation of total brokenness. It is this vision of love and justice that I see lived out in the lives of youth and young adults who work tirelessly to get to the truth and seek justice for the unlawful murder of our child, Laquan. We do not have to be anti-police to seek justice for Laquan. We only have to be pro-peace to seek justice for Laquan. In a city with over 12,000 police officers, only a small fraction, around 600 of them, have a long list of citizen complaints against them, like the officer who shot Laquan. According to a New York Times Magazine article that ran after the video of Laquan's shooting was released in 2015. Yet the department rarely disciplined or retrained even the worst offenders of these 600 officers The message was clear. There is no consequence, no accountability for police misconduct. There is no effort to seek reconciliation between the police and the communities of color most impacted by violence in our city. Of 409 shootings by police officers investigated since 2007, only two of 409 were found to be unjustified. So it is not surprising that Officer Jason Van Dyke, who shot Laquan McDonald 16 times just seconds after his arrival on the scene, had at least 19 complaints logged against him, 11 of them for excessive force. Jesus asks us to receive the gift of reconciliation, to receive the gift of God's kingdom as our vision for community. So we can celebrate the changes in our government since our child, Laquan, died on that lonely October evening 4 years ago. We can celebrate our children that have led the protests, led the legal proceedings, led the public media campaigns that have been at the center of a vision of love and justice for our community that is based in accountable relationship. Our children are leading our city into a season of reconciliation that is only more complicated than our own struggles to reconcile with each other. Our youth are passing on the gifts of God's kingdom to our world. And the Apostle Paul reminds us that when we receive this gift, we are filled with joy and gratitude that inspire us to take action, to live out the vision of God's kingdom founded in love and justice. So with an act of accountability in the conviction of an officer this week, we can accept this as a gift of God's reconciling love and seek to use that gift to build a world more fully living out God's love and justice, more fully embodying the kingdom of God that God has gifted to us to empower in our lives. Jesus calls us to receive the kingdom of God as a little child. Let us receive God's kingdom in this community today. Amen.